Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, November 12th. You'll be interested to know, 44 years ago, today, in 1981, Space Shuttle Columbia flew the second flight of the space transportation system with two astronauts aboard, completing experiments and demonstrating that a reusable orbital vehicle could be turned around for another mission. That achievement marked a major milestone in human spaceflight by proving the viability of repeated access to orbit and inspiring confidence in routine scientific and technological operations from space. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3+ feet. Conditions should stay similar throughout the day, but expect them to shift to fair by noon. Winds are currently offshore at 2 miles per hour, but will pick up to onshore at 6 miles per hour by early afternoon. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with the 3-foot outgoing low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the offshore wind is 0 mile per hour. The first low tide on Wednesday will be 3 feet at 9:45 a.m., followed by a 4.5-foot high tide just before 3. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet on Thursday, offering a great opportunity for a paddle out. Friday sees a slight increase to 3+ feet with clean conditions early, but winds pick up later, creating fair surf. Saturday drops back to 2 to 3 feet and becomes choppy, making for less favorable conditions throughout the day. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 66 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:52, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday looks wet with rain developing after 10 a.m., mostly cloudy and breezy from the south-southeast with highs near 62, and gusts up to 30 miles per hour as up to 3/4 of an inch of rain is possible. Showers continue Thursday night into Friday with lows near 57 and highs Friday around 59, then a string of occasional to slight rain chances, and partly sunny breaks through Sunday as temperatures hold near 60 with lows in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, as homeowners rebuild from the Palisades fire, many are opting for concrete instead of traditional wood framing, a choice that could enhance safety in high fire risk areas like Los Angeles County. According to the National Association of Home Builders, only 7% of homes nationwide currently use concrete, but its non-combustible nature is gaining recognition, leading to lower insurance premiums. Karen Martinez, who lost her home, is excited about using insulating composite concrete forms, a material she believes offers fire resistance and can withstand earthquakes. Experts suggest that as awareness of fire risks grows, more homeowners might embrace concrete as a safer building option for the future. Now on to sports. NHL officials are set to inspect Milan's Olympic hockey arena next week amid ongoing concerns about construction progress. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly expressed, "It continues to be concerning," following a meeting with general managers. Derek King and Dee Matsuzaki will assess the situation as the Olympics are just 90 days away. Daly noted the league receives weekly updates but requires first-hand observations. The International Olympic Committee confirmed the arena is scheduled for completion mid-December, with a new event planned for early January. In other news, NHL executives discussed roster reveal dates and preseason lineup regulations. In local sports, the Kings keep on winning on the road with a decisive 5-1 victory over the Canadiens. This match marked both the Los Angeles Kings' biggest margin of victory and the Montreal Canadiens' biggest margin of defeat this season. The Kings took control of the game with 3 goals and just over 4 minutes early in the second period. Quinton Byfield and Joel Armia contributed significantly, with Byfield earning first star honors. Warren Fogle sealed the win with an empty net goal, showcasing the Kings' dominance over the host Canadiens. The Canadiens will host the Dallas Stars, while the Kings visit the Toronto Maple Leafs. In top news, the upcoming weather forecast is chilly with a chance of falling iguanas. Due to a potentially record-smashing cold snap, iguanas could fall from trees in parts of Florida. Temperatures in South Florida may dip into the high 30s this week. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission states that iguanas become sluggish below 50 degrees. When temperatures drop into the 30s and 40s, they can freeze, lose their grip, and fall. National Weather Service stations have issued falling iguana advisories, reminding residents that these lizards are usually temporarily immobilized, not dead. As temperatures warm, the iguanas will unthaw and be able to move again. In business news, Visa Incorporated and MasterCard Incorporated have reached a new settlement agreement with a group of merchants, potentially impacting credit card rewards for consumers. The proposed settlement would allow stores to limit their acceptance of rewards cards, which typically incur higher fees. Merchants could choose to accept all cards or just specific categories, including commercial, premium consumer credit, and standard credit cards. This flexibility could lead to merchants blocking premium cards to reduce costs. While analysts suggest this may upset affluent consumers, it could also provide merchants with significant relief. The settlement is pending court approval, aiming to resolve a decades-long lawsuit. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to about $103,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just over $3,400. And XRP is down 5% to $2.39. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google is warning its 2.5 billion Gmail users to enhance their security. While there are claims of a breach, the real advice is to stop using passwords altogether. The issue stems from a breach at Salesforce, where attackers accessed business-related Gmail data, not actual credentials. With this data, phishing attacks have become more sophisticated. Google emphasizes that users should never share their passwords, even with trusted individuals. Instead, users are encouraged to switch to passkeys or two-factor authentication for better security. Staying vigilant is key, as breaches can compromise accounts indirectly. And in entertainment news, DC Studios is tapping the creators of American Vandal for a new television spinoff featuring Jimmy Olsen. The show will be led by Skylar Gisondo, who reprises his role as Daily Planet photographer Jimmy Olsen, with the first season focusing on Gorilla Grodd. Dan Peralt and Tony Yacenda will write, executive produce, and show on this Superman movie spinoff. The series will center on Olsen and other Daily Planet reporters, tackling cases involving super-powered villains. Gorilla Grodd, a super-intelligent evil ape, is a key antagonist for The Flash, first appearing in comics in 1959. Ben and Peter Safran will executive produce, while Galen Vaisman oversees for DC. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.